AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The White House says the U.S. will send up to 450 more troops to Iraq to boost the training of local forces. Colonel Steve Warren, a Pentagon spokesman, says part of the aim is to conduct outreach to Sunni tribes.
What we're trying to do here is bring the Sunnis into the fold, bring them into the tent, so that they can join with the Iraqi government, with the Iraqi security forces, and defeat ISIL.
It's a response to recent setbacks at the hands of the Islamic State and Baghdad's appeals for more help. The Obama administration signals what its approach will be should the Supreme Court strike down a key aspect of the president's health care law.
If the Supreme Court rules against federal subsidies in states that don't have their own insurance marketplaces, Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell says the option of continuing them will fall to two groups.
The critical decisions are going to sit with the Congress.
Okay.
Or
right.
States.
House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Paul Ryan asked Burwell if the administration would work with Congress.
Will they stand up with one piece of paper and say, my way or the highway, or will they work with Congress to address the situation?
The much-anticipated high court ruling is expected by the end of the month. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Yesterday, it was a town 30 miles away. Today, the manhunt for two escaped killers has expanded to Vermont, where officers are checking out campsites and boat slips. Meanwhile, this New York State resident says she doesn't mind the heavy police presence as they search properties.
The searches, I think they're necessary. It's for the safety of the public. It's to reapprehend these individuals that are a threat to society.
The family of a Louisiana woman has filed a lawsuit saying she may be another person to die because of a faulty airbag. This is AP Radio News. Cleveland medical updates are positive after Tuesday's NBA Finals Game 3 win over Golden State.
The news is good today for two Cleveland Cavaliers players who were treated following the Cavaliers' Game 3 win in the NBA Finals over the Golden State Warriors on Tuesday night. Guard Matthew Dellavedova was treated at the Cleveland Clinic for dehydration and cramps. Coach David Blatt said they're refilling the tank on Dellavedova and he'll be ready for Game 4. Fellow guard Iman Shumpert underwent an MRI and it was revealed he has a bruised shoulder that was suffered early in the 96-91 victory on Tuesday. Game 4 of the NBA Finals between the Cavs and Warriors Thursday night in Cleveland. Matt Lodi, Cleveland.
Taco Bell executives are getting lessons on the lingo from their young customers. They're studying millennial speak, and its CEO says at the company headquarters that employees are presented with a millennial word of the week, a reminder of how the chain's biggest fan base communicates. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.